So justice was satisfied, and so was grace because of what the cross cost. Holiness was satisfied, and so was mercy. Righteousness was satisfied, and so was love. The hymn writer says it best when he wrote, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left the crimson stain. He even washed that white as snow. And so verse 25 states that God displayed Christ publicly as a propitiation in his blood. So God displayed Christ publicly. He lifted him up where we all could see him. And God made him, 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us, God made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. And you know what the word propitiation in the Greek means, because we talked about it many times. It's a satisfaction or a completion of the price. Because remember, someone had to pay the price. That's how God forgave sinners. He gave them and still remains just. He forgave them and he still remains pure and holy. His justice and holiness and righteousness were kept intact, being satisfied by the blood of Christ. And so the question of how can sinful man become accepted to by a righteous God simply is, somebody had to pay. That's the answer. And God, out of love, chose not to punish you and me, but to punish the sacrifice, his Son. That's what God the Father sees when he looks at the cross. He sees the price paid in full for a relationship between you and him, paid in full by Jesus Christ. Listen to what Romans 8, 1-4 says. It says, therefore there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did by sending his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and as an offering for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, so that the requirements of the law might be fulfilled in us, who don't walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Because he knew that if we, the sinner, were to try to pay the price for our sins, we would fall short of all eternity, and even then, eternal punishment could not pay the price. But God graciously provided a way out. God provided a sacrifice. Jesus Christ died the death that you and I deserve. So when we see the cross today, we can say, you know what, that's my cross. I was supposed to be there. I was supposed to die on that cross because my sins demanded it. And if you say to me, oh, pastor, I don't sin, phooey. Your sins and mine were supposed to be nailed to that cross with us there. But Jesus died on our behalf. And he became sin for us. He died in our place. He was and is our substitute. He is our propitiation to the Father. Jesus said the Son of Man must suffer and die. He knew it. And the early church preached that message earnestly. The reformers worked very hard to substantiate that message and truth. And so do we. So it isn't human achievement. Nothing that we can do will satisfy God. A price had to be paid, and it was. It was the price of bloodshed and death Christ paid on the cross for you and me.